Hi, this is a dictation for Keith Dixon, KEITHDIXON. Keith Dixon, date of service is 9/17/2025. Date of birth is 1/6/1982. And date of accident is 6/12/2023. The patient, Keith Dixon, is here for follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 9/3/2025. His symptoms are ongoing with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of seven. Headaches are seven. Some pain is shooting down to his right hip and right buttock all the way up to the knee, off and on, which is also seven, constant. He has a loss of balance. He attributes it to the loss of his cane that he lost. Headaches are also present, off and on, without any dizziness, vomiting, vertigo, nausea. He's unable to sleep more than 2 or 3 hours in a day. And patient has a lot of muscle spasm. They are attributed to the problem in the spine. At this time, patient reports his pain is seven. ADLs are affected seven. Patient reports 60% improvement with all the physical therapy, medications, etc. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues: substance abuse and a compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure 122/101, pulse 82, pulse oximetry 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/3/2025, dictation number 0907-008. Plan is to continue the physical therapy three times per week to the affected area of neck, mid-back, lower back, and right shoulder with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKinsey program. Patient remains off work, housework replacement, and transportation. He's provided with Tylenol codeine number 3 every 12 hours, 30 days, 60 tablets for pain relief. Lunesta is provided, 1 milligram at night, 30 tablets to be taken at night for sleep. Meds have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. And the patient is found to be in compliance. An MRI of the complete spine was ordered on 9/3/2025, which are now available. The report is that the patient has a disc herniation of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 with bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. He also has a bulging disc at T4, T5, disc herniation at T10, T11, indenting right T10 nerve root. In the lumbar region, patient has a bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5, and a disc herniation of L5-S1, indenting both L5 and S1 nerve roots with the annular fissure-related edema inflammation, moderate bilateral foramen stenosis. The findings are reported to the patient in great detail. All the alternates have been discussed with the patient. The patient is advised to have 4-6 epidural injection steroid into the lumbar, 1 or 2 in the cervical to bring some relief and healing. The patient agrees, and he'll be seen. He'll be scheduled for those procedures. Thank you.